Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew J. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew J.
Welcome again from a freezing cold Canberra here in Australia. My name is Matthew James. You're listening to Conversations with Spirit. Apologies for last Wednesday's show. Well, I should say a show. It didn't actually happen. We got two tracks of music and it didn't work. So my apologies to everyone who was hoping to hear from me and standing bare about Native American culture. It didn't happen, but today's show will happen. Today's show is a little bit different than the normal Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I've got two fantastic guests in the studio today. I've got the host of Mike Spirit FM, Mike Davis. I've not had Mike on the show for quite a few weeks, and I also have another fantastic guest. I hope I sound a little bit excited, everybody, because I am excited about this particular guest. We are going to be looking at the ins and outs and all the background and all the running of a medium shows, all what happens behind the scenes of when you actually see a medium do a platform reading. You guys in America called them gallery readings. Now, I'm a little bit tired, so Before we go on, I've got to apologize for being extremely tired today. I had a flat-out weekend. I was on Psychic TV here in Australia on the Saturday night, which goes out from 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock in the morning. And then Sunday from 10 o'clock in the morning all the way through to 5 o'clock, I was doing one-to-one readings. That was about 20 readings all day without a break. So I'm still recovering. I'm still basically getting my psychic energy back. I put a little caption on Facebook about needing a psychic energy donor, and that was basically how tired I was. Now, I'll just quickly let you look over on my website, www.matthewjamesmedium.com, just to find out about, obviously, everything that I do. People who are familiar with the show will know this show format and will also know about me. Many of you I've already done live readings for. I've done Skype readings for already. So we will be taking calls today. I've got quite a few people in the switchboard. That's going to be over to both me and Mike Davis to be doing doing that part of the show. But my other guest is Kevin Elliott. Are you there, Kevin?
I'm indeed. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Welcome good. To the show, Kev. I'm going to I better just give you the traditional welcome from Conversations with Spirit. Hang on a second. Kevin Elliott, everybody. And then, of course, sorry, Kev. Sorry, I interrupted.
That was good. A round of applause without doing anything. That's pretty
good. No, you're doing a great thing. You've actually come over onto the show, and that in itself deserves a round of applause. I always invite everybody on and then give them a round of applause, because it's great having the guests on the show that we actually have on the show. You're very much in the tradition of this show, Kev, and that's we always have quality on our show.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
No problem. Well, let me just bring the other guest on as well. Mike, are you skulking in the background, Mr. Davis? Are you there?
I am. I'm in the background, Matthew. How are you doing?
I've just brought you now back into the studio, Mike, and it's good to speak to you again, mate.
Yeah, it's been a while. It really has. But I know that you've been doing fine. I know that you've been doing well. I've been keeping my eye on you, Matthew. So to speak.
Oh, I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have, Mr. Davis. Now, a little birdie tells me that you two have met each other, Kev and Mike, haven't you?
We have.
Have we?
We have. We have. At least twice I know of.
I'm now intrigued.
Yeah. Mike, when you tweak who I work for, then you'll say, yep, I know, I have met you.
I think I recognize your voice, actually.
We're just holding that back at the moment.
Yeah, we'll talk about that part of Kev's identity probably towards the end of the show. But for everybody who's listening who doesn't know who Kevin Elliott is, he is a tour manager of a very good medium. I invited Kev onto the show. Everybody who's listening to know what it takes to actually put a psychic show together, to put a medium show together. I mean, for most people who are listening in at the moment, you'll just see the end product when the medium hits the stage and the messages are delivered. But Kev's here to actually explain that there's a lot more to the show than just the medium standing up on the stage, isn't there, Kev?
There is. There's a huge, huge amount which goes into it. Now, bear in mind, our particular company, we do approximately in between 90 and, say, 120 shows per year. And that's national. That's over the UK. That's in Ireland. That's in Scandinavia as well. I mean, it's as you said, you know, people just turn up to a show and they sit down in their seats and it all happens. The medium walks on and the demonstration happens. But for that to actually take place, I mean, initially, first of all, we've got a team in the office who basically they contact the theatres and they work out routing wise going from city to city where we're going to be going to. We've got to make sure they've got availability at the city or the town where we're visiting, Before they go any further, they need to make sure that the theatre is free. They need to make sure that there's been no other high-profile medium, shall we say, at that particular theatre, say 3 months before, or are attending 3 months after, because obviously, you know, there are some very big high-profile mediums in the UK, and we try professionally not to cross paths, because it's good to obviously space out, not only for the public, but for the mediums as well. So once they've actually established the bookings at the theatre, we then need to work out accommodation. We need to work out where we're going to the following day and where we've been the day before. For example, we couldn't do, as we did recently, Truro, and then the next night be in Sunderland because of the long distance run between the two, because the crew for setting up the theatre in Sunderland would have to be at the theatre around lunchtime. And it's nigh on impossible to expect everybody to wake up in the morning from south of the country, then to be all the way up north of the country before lunchtime to start setting up. So that part has to be done as well.
Okay, just for the American viewers, Kev, just let them know the mileage or the distance between Truro and Sunderland.
Oh, now you've put me right on the spot there. I would say, I mean, I'll give you certainly in hours. I would say it'll probably take us about 10 plus hours to do the distance, do the journey. About 11 hours.
That's for us in Oz going from where I live in Canberra. Basically, it's 12 hours to Brisbane approximately. So that's almost a trip to Brisbane. So that's quite a distance.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we use logic as well. For example, we did. We were at Great Yarmouth the tail end of the week before. We then had a rest day the following day, but then the following day we had to be in Truro. Now, from home to Great Yarmouth, it's 3+ hours. So from Great Yarmouth then all the way to Truro, it was 9 hours. But it was easier for me to do the 3 hours back home, back into Kent, sleep for 3 to 4 hours, have a rest, and then travel from home over to Truro to actually try and break up the journey a little bit there. Mm-hmm. So some logic has to be done sometimes. Yeah. I think the worst one I've ever done was when we left the show at Clacton, and it was 2 years ago, and it was over the time of the volcanic ash problems that we had here over Europe from Iceland. And I left Clacton, and I ended up in Oslo 14 hours later. And I literally did the Clacton show, drove back down onto the M11, M25, down then into Folkestone, got the Eurotunnel over to Calais, arrived in Calais about 3:30 in the morning, and then carried on driving. I didn't actually stop until I got into Hamburg at 11 in the morning, and I thought, I need to stop, I need to have a rest. So I had a rest in the truck, because we obviously had the tour trucks full of equipment. Had a rest for 2 hours, had an hour's power nap, and then I had some coffee and some very sweet plum cake, and then I made the rest of the journey up into up through Germany, up into Denmark, across Denmark, and then up in through Sweden into Oslo. Got there 14 hours later.
Well, I know we had a conversation about that over the weekend, didn't we? And you just kept going, oh, I'll do another hour. Yeah. I'll do another hour. It reminds me, actually, I got a half smile on the face. A few weeks back, I'd got a big party booking of readings in Brisbane, which, like I say, is about 12 hours away from Canberra. And on the Thursday night, I'd actually gone on to Psychic TV. Now, bear in mind, Psychic TV over here is 11 o'clock at night till 2 o'clock in the morning. Came out of the studio at about 2:30. Chris, my wife, was sitting in the passenger seat, and she was getting some kip. And I drove for about 6 hours to a place called Coffs Harbour, which is about the halfway point, for breakfast. So I come out of a studio at 2:30 in the morning, and about 8 o'clock in the morning, just before, I was still on the road. So I can completely sympathise with you, Kevin. I know exactly what it's like. When you're on a hyperdrive, you just keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've had a target to meet. I mean, I had to make sure the equipment was there well before any of the artists flew over. And that was the other thing, of course, because of the banned flying zones over Europe at the time.
Yeah.
We had to then work out, do they fly, do they drive? Do we wait for the airports to open? Are the airports going to open in time? Maybe they won't. So they had a decision to make on the Tuesday. Do we drive or do we wait until Wednesday or Thursday? Because the flights were booked for Thursday to arrive Thursday evening to do the first show Friday. And then the manager at the time said on the Tuesday, no, I'm going to drive. So they all bundled into the car and they all drove. It took them, I think, about a day and three quarters to arrive. They didn't arrive. They left on the Tuesday. They didn't arrive until the Wednesday evening, about 10:30 at night. And there were three of them in the vehicle. They all turned up looking like they hadn't shaved, hadn't washed. It's the side that the public don't see. And if the three individuals are listening, they're going to be thinking, please don't mention who we were. Please don't mention who we were.
Yeah.
But they all turned up with stubble growing. So, yeah, the travel part, it is hard. I mean, there's a lot of hours you have to drive. And it's not only that, it's the contentious motorways, you know, the M25, the M1.
Yeah.
I mean,
I remember these places, the M25, the M6, the M5, the M4... The M55,
yeah.
Even out of Blackpool, bad enough.
Yeah. So, you know, the travel aspect of it is bad. So once we actually get to the theatre, we aim to get to the theatre about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the crew inside the theatre help us unload all of the equipment. My main job is I would have previously spoken to the theatres and sent them our technical rider. The theatres then contact me if they've got any problems or they don't understand what our technical requirements are. That generally only happens if we've never been to the theatre before, but bearing in mind the amount of shows that we do around the country, the theatres generally know who we are, even by name, the crews by name, and what our requirements are. And then once we've unloaded all the equipment, I then have a quick walk around the theatre stage before any setup takes place, just to familiarise myself with what equipment they've got and what we could potentially use. We get all of the show set up to make it look interesting for the public, because there's nothing worse than a member of the public coming in to see a show. You can just put a medium on stage if you want to, but the type of profile people that, you know, I work with, we need to make the stage look nice as well, because I think that also represents the person you're putting on stage. You know, it's the actual professional level that you're putting up for them.
Well, that's right. First impressions are always the last impressions. And I know I've seen quite a lot of the top names here in Oz. I mean, Tony Stockwell for one, Lisa Williams for another, Deb Webber, Sue Nicholson, Kelvin Cruickshank. I've seen quite a few over here. And the stage presentation is always immaculate. And I know that always gives the audience the impression of professionalism. If it was a cheap setup, they'd go, oh, yeah. They're doing it on the cheap here.
Yeah, but it does make it look a little bit flat as well. So, you know, you make it look nice and you present it well and it's very professional. We've got a screen. We use a full-size 13-foot by 8-foot screen, rear projected. And then we have TV studio cameras set up on the stage. We've got seven of those all together, so we can pinpoint those anywhere around the theatre. And then we've got a vision mix board as well, so we can cut from one camera to another camera to make, again, the actual visual behind the artist, interesting,
yeah,
rather than it just being,
yeah,
a flat image of
yeah,
just one person. But, yeah, so that's all of the actual... the main show part.
Yeah.
But say we need to make it look good, because if the medium feels good as he walks out, because he's got a lovely stage,
yeah,
it then helps the evening. You know, it really builds up the energy for everybody, and
it
lifts everybody's energies up as well.
Well, I deliberately omitted a certain name then, that, because I've actually seen a certain person here over in Australia, it was New Zealand a few years back, and the person was actually doing a duo with with another person that I mentioned before, but I don't want to reveal names yet. But Mike, you've been to Norway, haven't you? Just to bring you into the show, Mike, out of the shadows.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, you know, I enjoyed my time touring in Norway and my time out in Florida. You know, and again, you know what Kevin is saying. You know, I agree with 100%. You know, it's you know, definitely. You know, if you put on a good, if you present something well, then it looks well. So yes, you know, I totally agree with everything that you're saying there, Kevin, and it's so right, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got to laugh because, and I'm thinking, well, the last show that I did, I had a very long journey. It only took me 20 minutes because it was just here in Canberra, and it was at a stately home, and I could not put a stage on at all. One, the guy who owned the place, we all had to wear stocking feet, so as far as a stage show goes, I couldn't do one. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm the odd one out in the bunch here.
Well, I'm sure that you're the odd one in the bunch, Matthew. Really not.
Stocking feet.
Yeah, because it was wooden floorboards. It was hardwood wooden floorboards. And what the guy was bothered about was if anybody went in high heels or did mark the floorboards. So it was even though houses are only probably a maximum of 130 years old here. It was like an old house in Canberra terms, probably in UK terms. It was still a fairly new house.
So they wouldn't have Lord of the Dance then, or Spirit of the Dance, or
the boards. Unfortunately, no. I mean, I'd had a friend of mine doing shamanic drumming, and then I did my bit for about an hour and a half at the end, and it was only an audience of about 60, because that's all the place could actually take, and it was actually packed to capacity. So, but it was an evening meal as well, so we had a bit of a supper as well. So we had a good show, but I mean, it's nothing on the lines of 400, 500 people, but. We've got a few of those ideas set up here in Canberra for next year and for later in the year. So, yeah, I'm going to need somebody to organise things over here. But
and the wife?
The wife, well...
The wife, yeah.
She's currently fast asleep. And she's my PR. She does all the ticket sales. She does taking all the calls. And she keeps me sane as well. Because I've got a memory like a sieve.
Right. Okay. So quickly going back to the shows, on the setup of the shows.
Yeah.
Once the show's set up, and it normally takes about an hour and a half to set everything up, hour and a half to 2 hours. Once all of that's done, we normally then head off back to the hotel, and we have a shower, a change of clothes, and then we have a bite to eat about 5:30 thereabouts. So then we head back to the theatre. About 6-ish, 6:15, and then we do a sound check. We make sure that the medium artist can hear the audience speaking with the microphones. So we check to make sure that the lighting levels are correct, that the stage is lit up enough for the audience to see the medium on stage, and also that the camera can pick up the audience. We need to make sure that we've got enough audience lighting. If we, for example, when we did the Truro show, we had a lot of people there. We had 900 people turn up at Truro. We had a guest medium, local guest medium, called Alex Bailey. He popped along in the afternoon just to familiarise himself with the size of the theatre and obviously the mass of people that he's going to be working with. So with Alex again, I did the sound check with him, and we did the stage walkthrough to make sure he knew which side to walk onto. You know, he did very well, very, very well. Bearing in mind that was his first major public demonstration that he did. And then we all retire off back to the dressing room, and we have a cup of tea and a drink of water. And then we all sort of like separate out, you know, into our own dressing rooms. Now, the main point is that everyone should understand is everybody that is working back of house, so with working with the mediums, Once we've got the medium in the theatre, as I say, around 6 o'clock, nobody from back of house then goes front of house. Likewise, everybody front of house, the microphone runners, the merchandise sellers, etc., they do not come back of house. And we like to keep that sterile. We like to make sure that there's no allegation of anybody saying, oh, well, I've heard this in the front foyer, so they've run through to the back and mentioned it. The other thing that I'm very strict on, and I know that the guy that I work with is very strict on, any letters, cards, any presents, anything that that is sent or emails, etc., that is sent to the theatre before the show is not actually given to them until after the show. Because I personally do open some of the letters, because some of them are handwritten notes. Please can you say happy birthday to my wife or my grandfather who's in the audience tonight. Yeah. And they come up with their name. That's fine. That I don't mind, you know, being shared with the medium to actually give the happy birthday message out. But as a rule, and it's a very strict rule, nothing at all is ever opened or seen by the medium before the show. It's all done after the show.
Yeah.
Saying that, I do turn up sometimes at home and I empty out my pockets for the washing machine and think, oh no, I've got these letters here which I should have given but you just tend to forget with it all. So
Right. Obviously you want to avoid the any chance of preemptive material, I assume. I'm tongue-tied.
Yes.
Then
Yeah, I can say that the people that I work with work in the most professional way, and no letters, ever give anything away. So, it's very good. So once the show is ready to start off, the stage manager will call me through, and he'll give a 5-minute prompt. I will then make sure that we've got either the artist or artists on the side of the stage. We get the clearance to go. I then take over. I then put the comm set on and I ask for the house lights down and the house music to drop down. I then do a short announcement to the audience, basically giving the legal line that we have to give, where it's for entertainment purposes only. Educational purposes only. I then have the music played. Austin needs to be played, and the artist then walks onto stage, and then the show goes ahead. I then, at that stage, start operating the camera. Once the show has finished, obviously we've got time to pack up. So it normally takes about half an hour to pack up thereabouts, and then the medium goes out front stage and starts signing books and photographs. Autographs, that sort of thing. And then we all tend to hit back at the hotel about 11-ish. Now, if the bar is open at the hotel, we generally try and have a pint if we can and have a debrief about how things went and, you know, do we need to improve anything at that particular hotel next time we go back. And then we talk about the following journey, what time we need to get up in the morning, what time we need to head off to the next city and town. We'll then head off to bed, normally about 12:30, 12:45. And then wake up, could be early in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
Have breakfast, and then back on the road again. And the whole process then starts all over again. Now, although doing that 120 times plus a year might sound boring, it isn't. Every theatre is different. Every journey is different.
Every show will be different as well.
Yeah, every crew is different. And you're right, every show is different. And I've been working for this particular artist that we will talk about later for the last 7 years now.
Wow.
And not once have I ever heard him say the same message to anybody.
Now that is impressive, every single one
has been different.
Fantastic.
Every single one has been different, so that makes this show for me interesting. And quite often, because I've got a lot of people on Facebook who follow me on Facebook who are fans of the person that I work for.
Yeah.
But they're also people that I've come into contact with as well, and they've linked up with me on Facebook. And they're great guys. I love the guys on Facebook. They're absolutely brilliant. They sort of like make the day. But the nice thing is they actually come up to the shows and they say, I'm going to be at the show. can I come and see you afterwards? So what I have to do is make sure that we've got everything packed up, and then I go out the front to meet them as well. Wow. And they do all the photographs, and I have to make sure my hair's okay, though. I'm a bit of a stickler to make sure that I look well for the photos, you know.
Don't use that one,
but you can use that one.
Of course, because it might end up on Facebook, and I don't know what embarrassing photographs are like. But just a quick question, Kev, just on a personal level, before I want to go into a bit of a music break. I want to bring Mike in, and we just want to take just a few calls, just some live calls. Are you a believer or a non-believer in mediumship after all the shows that you've watched?
Well, I have to say I'm a believer. I have my own evidence in two ways. Sorry, that's my little shih tzus.
That's all right. That's fine. You're in your front room. The whole idea of the radio show anyway is the front room, Kev, so no problem.
Yeah. I have two experiences myself. I've actually had premonition dreams, which all turned out to be true. Okay?
Yeah.
Probably about 9 in the last 7 to 8 years. And they've all turned out to be true. And I've actually documented them before the event happened. The other thing is, I actually live in a house which is 800 years old. It's the oldest house in the village. It's got a famous writer's connection to it as well. And I moved in 2.5 years ago. And the first night I moved in, I had no furniture. And I had to wait until the following day, on the Saturday, when the furniture lorry was free to bring all of my furniture in. So I sat here on the floor with a little glass of champagne, or a bottle of champagne rather, and some candles running. And I said quite openly, okay, you might have lived here before, or you might have worked here in the house beforehand, but now I live here. So this is now my time to be here. You can stay as long as you like, but we work alongside each other. In the March, this is in the February of 2011, in the March, I'm laying in bed, and I've opened up my eyes about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I've seen a figure standing at my window, and I thought, no, this isn't right. So I pulled the duvet up over my head for about 10 or 15 seconds. I then pulled the duvet back down and looked over my duvet, and she's still standing there. And I'm thinking, no, this isn't right. So I put the duvet back over my head, and then I fell asleep. However, the following day, very quickly, I then Google timelined her dress, and her dress worked out to about the 1500s. Now, this property was built in 1232. So the 1500s timeline, I then went into the village to see what was going on in the village around that time. And the public house opposite me used to be a workhouse for children. And apparently the mothers, the fathers and the children used to be split up back in the 1500s. The fathers would be in one workhouse, the mothers in another, and the children in another. And the story is on the internet saying that the mothers used to leave their workhouses, escape, and come over to see whether their children were safe. And I mentioned the lady's name that we spoke about earlier?
Of course you can.
I spoke to Katie Keeley one night. She phoned me up. And we're chatting away, and I said, oh, Katie, and I explained what happened, and I explained exactly the same story to her. And she said, no, she said, that lady was in service in your house. She wasn't there for her children, she was in service. So I then, Katie must have had a link into this lady as I was telling the story, and I went into a lot more detail, obviously, because I had time with Katie to explain it all to her. And I've now nicknamed this lady Elizabeth. Now, I've got an old bread oven in my house, and every time you walk past a bread oven, and all of the visitors that have been to the house, and some of them are listening now, I know, because they're on Facebook, I've said to them about the bread oven, because sometimes the bread oven will smell of boiled beef and carrot smell. Sometimes it will smell of, like, a roast meat smell. Sometimes it smells of a bread smell. And when my visitors come around, I said, just poke your head in the bread oven there and just see what you can smell tonight, you know.
Yeah.
But quite often, if I'm doing a dinner party, I will know in the afternoon I can smell this, if you like, Elizabeth cooking herself. And we have a bit of a competition because I qualified as a chef initially when I left school. So I'm in the kitchen doing my food, and I do actively talk to her and say, right, okay, your food smelled nice. I've got to make something better than you now. So in answer to your question,
yeah,
yes,
you're a believer. Yes, fantastic. Because I know my other guest's a believer because he's been doing mediumship for many, many years and presenting some fantastic messages on his own radio shows, because we are on Mike Spirit FM, and it is Mike Davis Spirit FM. I mean, that's the reality of the show, and I'm really grateful for Mike for our association over the last 2 years. Now, you're all right to actually do some readings in about 5 minutes, are you, Mike? Are you all geared up nicely?
Yeah, most definitely, Matthew. Looking forward to it, you know, and thank you for that, Matthew. You know, and it's an honour to have you as part of the Mike Spirit FM family too. You know, it's, as I say, it's nothing but an honour to have you on. So, you know, to me, you know, this network's been built for some wonderful people to come on, for some wonderful people to host these shows, just like yourself on your Matthew. And, you know, as I said, it's a family.
Yeah, it is a family. We've had some good times on here, and we've had the bad times, and we've shared both of them. But hopefully we'll get some good messages. Well, it's your evening, and it will be a lot of our listeners' morning and afternoon. So let me just do a quick music break, and then we'll come back in. And there'll be a second part to Kev's interview after me and Mike have done a few readings. Now, the first caller that we're going to be bringing in after the break is area code 631, who's been sitting there quite patiently for about 50 minutes. We'll be back in about five and a half minutes after a little bit of rock and roll by Status Quo. Within a moment, I tried to give it up. And welcome back to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm your host, Matthew James. Apologies for the almost seaside sounds in the background there, the interference. We get this from time to time on Blog Talk Radio. It's par for the course. We get gremlins on our show, which is quite a natural thing because we are dealing with spooks and spirits and things that go bump in the night. And every now and again, I'm sure that they actually listen into the show as well. Now, before the break, we were talking to Kevin Elliott. Indeed, we were talking a little bit more and more in depth with Kevin Elliott shortly. And we will also be revealing who he is, the tour manager of. Now, without actually giving anything away, Mike, have you sussed who Kev takes on tour with him? Does the tools with?
You know, Matthew, yes, I have tagged on. And yes, we have met. I think it's more than twice, actually. And what a fantastic guy. And I must say, you know, I'm not going to let any secrets out or anything here, but I know Kevin does an absolutely amazing job of what he does. I know that he works very hard and does a fantastic job. You know, and I've been privileged enough several times to be in the audience of this medium that Kevin works for, and the professionalism, I must say, is second to none.
Well, I have seen this particular medium twice. I've seen in Australia on two occasions, and I mean, on one, without giving the game away, he was on tour with another very well-known medium as well, and the show, this was in Hamilton in New Zealand, and it was fantastic. It was a fantastic show. And when it's actually revealed who the medium is, I would highly recommend to everybody, if this person is in the area, in your area, go and see. It is a phenomenal show. Now, Mike, we've got a long list of callers. Now, I know the tradition of this show really is everybody who's listening. These are just going to be snapshot readings, probably 2 or 3 minutes with Mike, and hopefully 2 or 3 minutes with me. I don't know about me. I'm not probably going to be on much form today because I'm a little bit tired, but I'm not going to make any excuses. But when we do bring you on to the switchboard, please just ask one question, just one question for us to deal with, because we've probably only got about a half an hour, 45-minute slot at max to be able to cover the call. So without further ado, I'm going to bring area code 631 in. You okay going first, Mike?
Yeah, most definitely, Martha. Yeah, you bring him on and we'll do our best.
Fantastic. Okay. Hello, area code 631. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Suzanne, Long Island, and I just want to see what you see with my love life.
Okay, Long Island. Okay. Mike, Mr. Davis, I will just put you, hand Suzanne over to you, first of all.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you doing there?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Okay, Suzanne, I'll do my very best to answer your question about your love life, but my forte is to link to the spirit world to bring evidence of life after death. So if that's okay, I can do that for you and see what, or whoever comes through, gives information on your love life. Is that okay if I do that for you, Suzanne?
Sure.
Okay. because, you know, as I've been sat here and I've been listening to Kevin and Matthew there, you know, I have had somebody with me and I've been saying, well, who do you belong to? And, you know, I was told it's with the callers. And this person has just stepped gently back into the vibration. And let me talk to you there about a lady that I believe is there with you from the spirit world that's been with you for some time. Now, this lady, as I'm seeing, I know that she's quite a, I want to say quite a slightly built lady before she passed home to the spirit world there. I know that she's a lady that I feel that's very much would have suffered in her body before she would have passed on to the spirit world there as well. But I know that she comes forward and she's a very pleasant, polite lady, because she makes me aware she didn't complain too much of her illnesses, she didn't complain of her conditions, but just kind of got on with her life. I know that she ties towards your mum's side of your family as she comes forward here from the spirit world, because she makes me aware of being towards your mum's side. Now, do you understand of a lady like this there for me, please, that's in the spirit world?
You said slightly built. Does that mean like thin?
Yes.
And she was always pleasant?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, always polite and pleasant in her ways. And nothing's too much trouble for this lady, you know?
Well, someone just passed away Saturday, is that and she was my aunt. Is that too early?
Most definitely not, you know. A lot of times people ask me that question, how long have we got to wait for someone to come through? And, you know, there is no time limit. It's when you're ready and when they are ready, that's when they'll come through. So if she's just passed just Saturday, then to me, then that's perfectly fine. Now, let me bring more information and more evidence of this lady to conclusively prove to you of who I have here with me. Now, would I be right in saying to you, if this is your aunt that's just passed away there, would I be right in saying to you that she was also the kind of person who would always bring calm to any situation, because I want to bring calm around your life at the moment? Would you understand that with your auntie there?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that, you know, she's the kind of person that would always give, I don't mean financially, but she would always give of herself. Would always do you a good turn then, for want of a better word, because I know that's how she comes forward here from the spirit world. I want to do good for you, because I know that's the way she would have been when she was here with us. But this illness that she suffered with, I know that she complained of this for quite some time before she passed. Is that right with your auntie there, please?
Yes.
Bless her heart. Okay.
Actually, I think she just passed Sunday.
It was Sunday. Okay, then. Okay, again, that's fine. You know, it doesn't matter if she's just passed yesterday or even today. You know, I've had communications of people have gone the same day. But, you know, that's fine. Know that your auntie has come around you at the moment, because she's the one that makes me aware of the need around your vibration. And I feel in some way there, Suzanne, that you are aware that there is energy there with you from the spirit world yourself. Do you understand of this? You kind of know that the spirit
world. I do. Yeah.
You know, I know that you asked me a question about your love life, but I do apologize. I have to go with her a minute. And would I be right in saying to you there that, you know, you've kind of had confirmation that your auntie's already made it to the other side, if there is such a word, has made it to the other side. But she's there and she's fine and she's well, because I know that's what she wants me to give to you. I'm fine and well here. Now, I know you said it's only Sunday, but would I be right in saying to you that there's things left unsettled with your auntie at the moment? Is that right?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Okay. Well, she makes me aware of things that are a little bit unsettled, so don't be surprised if you hear of things of being unsettled there. But, you know, I'm constantly asking her about your question about a relationship side there. Would I be right in saying that you, that it's been some time that you've been either looking for someone or for a relationship, or it's been a long time since you've been in a relationship? Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying that to you, Suzanne, that it's not for the want of trying, because I know that you've put yourself out there, you've been meeting people, but yet to meet the right kind of person that fits with your needs then, let's say that, for want of a better word, there is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you know, of what I need to say to you there from your auntie there is that, you know, you keep doing of what you're doing, because I know that, you know, the pathway seems to be brighter and brighter in front of you. Now, that doesn't mean to say that there's somebody going to come in the next few months. I'm not saying that. But it seems to get brighter and brighter. I know that the more content you are going to be, the more that you're shining out contentment. And that's what's going to draw the right kind of ambience.
I met two people. I went on two blind dates, and I'm going to see them again this weekend.
Well, you know, that's perfect, isn't it? You know, if you're going on a second date, then you know, let's go along with it. But first things first, let's get the right ambience around you so that we can shine that out. Because, you know, again, like tracks like, and I know that I want to say that to you that you are a good person with inside yourself. You are good. And I know that's the kind of thing you want to track. So,
Hello?
I'm here. I think Matthew's creaking around in the background. But, you know, the right person that you're going to meet is going to be the right one, with the right ambience there with yourself. So you stick in there, and if you're on your second date, then it's going well, most definitely. Okay, Matthew, do you want to add in there?
Yeah, Sorry, I forgot my caller's name. Then I was just sorry, Suzanne. I've actually got a grandmother here, and I've got her forgetfulness. Now, I'm pretty certain I'm actually on your mum's side because I was picking up my mum's side before ever Mike was getting your auntie. So I'm pretty certain that auntie's with your grandmother here. And the first information I was getting was, it's interesting that you mentioned that there isn't a relationship around you, because the mentioning about you overcoming the hardship of a recent relationship. Now, recent in their terms is, up to, as far as I'm concerned, a maximum 6 months. Now, I'm getting your attentions.
I like somebody, and I still like them, but I'm not sure they like me.
Right. But,
so that's why I was going on blind dates, and I'm going on a second date with two different men, one Friday, one Saturday. And I don't know if the person I like is going to come back.
Can we go back
I just saw him, but I don't know if he's ever going to make
7 months. Can we go back approximately 6-7 months? Did you come out of a relationship of any importance in the last 6 to 7 months?
No, I've liked someone for about a year and 8 months now.
Okay, but if we can, what I've got to do is I've got to go with the lead that I've been given by obviously the grandmother. Can we go back 6-7 months? She's quite finicky about what was happening 6-7 months ago, because I'm seeing 6/7. What happened 6-7 months ago? And she's quite insistent here.
I don't know.
Right.
Nothing really.
I'm really aware, or I've been really made aware, Suzanne, that there is a contract. Now, the contract, I think she's actually talking more about work than a relationship. Like, work needs to be knuckled down, because she's most definitely talking about a contract here, following through before a relationship does. So I'm wanting to stir the pot up a little bit. First of all, I want to confirm, do you remember your grandmother on your mum's side?
Sure.
Did she have any kind of any head condition? Did she have any confusion towards the end of her life? Because that's how I'm feeling here, really confused.
Not her, but the aunt who just passed away Sunday did, and that's her sister.
My apologies if I'm getting the wrong condition with the wrong person, but I definitely want to talk to the strong-willed grandmother, because she's coming through with a bit of dominance here. She said she was dominant. She was she's quite insistent that relationship is going to follow through, is actually going to start happening once you stop concerning yourself about it happening. The very fact that you are concerned about it is making it not happen.
Well, I'm just saying I'm dating, so I have to go out there and try.
Yeah, well, what she's saying is you're putting too much pressure on the whole thing. There's pressure there. I'm seeing a bit of a pressure pot. She's more concerned about you getting some more finance coming in than you actually dating. The dating's going to take care of itself. Can you confirm?
Well, yeah, I started a new job last March, but I just applied to some Catholic schools, and I was wondering if I was going to get that in September, which is in about 3 weeks.
Which is perfect with the way she, if you remember, she was coming through with a contract.
Yeah, I don't
she
know.
She was showing me a contract. So in other words, Suzanne, I feel very strongly that this job that you're waiting to hear from in September is this contract that she's actually was thrusting in your hand. There's a contract coming for you.
Well, real quickly, in March, which was about 6 months ago, I signed a contract to work in a school, and I've been there, and then it ended in the summer, and I'm supposed to go back in 3 weeks. Now, is that the one she's talking about, or am I going to get a new one in 3 weeks?
She's talking about a contract, you being given a contract, and the contract is more important than the relationship at the minute, because once you've got contracts and you've got your work balanced and sorted, and she apologizes for the way that she's asserting herself and she's bringing herself.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I mean is I already have a job. I signed a contract in March, but am I going to get a new one in September or the same one that
you
I
will
signed?
Get a new you will get a new contract in September. If that is what the representation of this contract she was given at the start, then yes, that's the contract.
Well, I don't know. I'll be signing something again to work there in September. Is it that or a new one?
She's on about a contract, Suzanne. She's on about a contract. And this is why I understand she is giving me her willpower, because she's insistent you'll be signing a contract.
Oh, can you ask her real quick, will it be with a Catholic school?
Is the person offering you that contract a male, a strong male?
In March they did, but not, there's no one now that I talk to yet. I'm waiting.
Right, well, all I will answer, because obviously we're going to have to go to the next caller here, Suzanne, but that will be the contract that she's insisting on. The relationship side of things, she says, is a very minor issue, a very minor issue indeed.
Okay, can you ask her real quickly if she sees anything with my son?
I'm sorry, Suzanne. I've actually run out of time because I did promise people only a snapshot reading, and we do have a large amount of callers in the queue. So my apologies that I can't answer you another question.
That's all right.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Right, area code 404. I think we'll do one more. We'll have a music break, and then we'll bring Kevin back into the conversation. You're still there, Kev, aren't you?
I'm absolutely, yeah, I'm here. I'm listening with interest.
Okay. My apologies, everyone, with the assertion that I actually had then. It was just I was being overshadowed by a particularly strong grandmother, and she wanted to say what she had to say. And you know that, don't you, Mike, when they come through and they overshadow you?
Oh, most definitely, you know, when they come through, Martha, they come through.
That's right. Let me now go to the next caller. And I'll let you go first again, Mike. Hang on a second. Okay, area code 404. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Tanisha. And what is your question for Conversations with Spirit today?
I'm just trying to figure out if I'll be getting a paid internship because just school and internship interfering with, you know, working and trying to make money.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, can you kick the reading off for us, please?
Yeah, most definitely. Hi, Tanisha, mm-hmm. there. Welcome. let me start off by bringing a spirit communication in there for you. And then maybe we can answer that question as we go along with it. Are you okay if I start off with the spirit communication there, Tamisha?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, because I know I'm aware of a gentleman that is here with us at the moment. And as I'm aware of this gentleman, I know that he's quite a well-built gentleman there before he passes on to the spirit world. I know that he makes me aware of when he passed. It's due to his chest. I know it's the heart that would have took this man home to the spirit world. I do believe I'm on father's side of the family here with him because I know that he links to dad's side of your family. I'm aware to say to you there that when this man passed, he liked to keep himself very active, very fit. He liked to be, you know, always on the go kind of a man, if I can put it that way there too, to make sure there before he passed. I do believe that I want to... Okay, do you understand who I got?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my grandfather.
It's your grandfather, bless his heart, okay, because I know that he's, you know, he's made his communication here with us. And I know as he comes a little bit closer here to me that he makes me aware that he's been in your life for quite some time there. And would I be right in saying there to you that as your grandfather makes this communication that, you know, I know that your question was about making money, but... Would I be right in saying to you that there's been lots of changes in your life of late there? Would that make sense there to you?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that there's been lots of hurt, lots of upset, lots of down times then, if I can say that there to you, without me being offensive, but, you know, there's been lots of hurt and upset there to me, sure. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm aware of lots of tears, emotions. So you'd understand that you've been shedding some tears of late?
Mm-hmm.
And see, he says to me that just tell her I'm there with her. I'm there with her to support her through this difficult time that you're going through. And as I said, there's been lots of changes. If I said to you that, you know, it's kind of as if your world is kind of turned upside down around you at the minute, because I know that I'm feeling that everything has been turned upside down, and it's like as if I have to start from the beginning yet again. And I know I have to use that word yet again. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
See, and he makes me aware to say to you, you know, no matter what, you know, never fear that you're alone from the spirit world, because they're always always by the side of you, walking by the side of you every step of the way there. You know, and okay. See, I do want to say to you that you are sending lots of resumes off at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that there's two that have shown some interest in your resumes? Is that right?
Well, I have a job now, but it's not as you have to spend money to get money, and I'm not sure if it's worth it.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm aware that you've been sending resumes off, and I want to say that you about that there's been two interests in these resumes. And I believe I want to say that we need to grasp this opportunity as it comes along, because, you know, there's only so many times that the opportunity can knock upon your door. You keep pushing it away, and that's what it will be done, is pushed away. But I want to say that you grasp the opportunities, because I know that as you walk along in your pathway, that things will develop and things will change and things will come, excuse me, to the way that you... foresee them to be, then, for want of a better word, because I know that things will pick up, but you have to put your mind in that mindset that yes, I can do this, instead of why me, why do I have to, and instead of thinking I'm going to fail, let's put your mindset at I can achieve. Do you understand that there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, now I know, as your grandfather is here with us, I know that he was a very strong man in his will of when he was here with us. He always would have liked to push you forward, and everyone around his vibration, he would always like to push them forward. Do you understand that that's the way he was in this life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's exactly what he wants to do with you at the minute. He wants to push you forward and just say to you, you know, with his strength behind you, he'll always guide you. He'll always walk tall and proud there with you, because he says to me, he is very proud of you. You have done well for yourself. Yes, there has been a few setbacks in your life, but, you know, I suppose we all have them setbacks, but he is very proud of you in the way that you've achieved the things that you've achieved. Why does he make me aware of the birthday? Is there a birthday that's coming around you at the moment?
My birthday is in, three more months.
Sorry, I missed that. 3 or 4?
Mm-hmm.
It's in 3 or 4, did you say months or days there?
Months. It's 4 months.
No, that's too far for me. He wants me to say birthday. There's a birthday. See, it might not be yours, it may be somebody that's connected around you, but there's a birthday that's coming quite soon around you, or one has just gone, actually. Do you understand of this?
Oh, my grandmother's birthday just passed.
Ah, bless your heart, okay, because I know I want to say the birthday, okay, and your grandfather just makes reference there to the birthday. You know, it's just his way of saying to you, look, I know everything that's going on in your life. It's just the way he brings his evidence forward. So, Matthew, do you want to add on in there, mate?
Yeah, I can do. I can do with pleasure. Hi, Tanisha. I was trying not to listen to what Mike was saying, because... I want to say that I've got a grandfather here as well communicating with me. I actually want to go on to father's side, so I don't know which side of the family Mike was mentioning, but I want to acknowledge a tense throat or a sore throat or a condition that would have affected his throat, because I'm wanting to cough here. And all he wants to actually do is commend you for actually keeping your back up and not falling down, and there is most certainly another opportunity being presented to you. Now, I heard what you were saying about already being in a work situation. I want to actually say that he is indicating change, new job, work, new opportunity, to be bold to even possibly move to another state or another town. Now, would you be considering at all moving to another state or another town? Is that in your plans at the moment?
No, because I'm still in school getting my master's. I won't be done until May.
Right. Well, because timing is not particularly an accurate thing with the spirit world, what I want to actually say here is I get the strong feeling that he's maybe doing a forward planning for you, and he's saying the opportunity that is about to be presented to you, and I'm actually, I would literally say within about the next 5 weeks, because I've got a number five, could lead you interstate or out of the state or across town, because it is a significant distance that is being offered to you. Do you remember the grandfather who would have liked the rum or the bourbon and would have used it to actually soothe his throat? Because as I'm speaking to you, I've got a strong smell of the of bourbon.
Not sure. I know my family drinks a lot of.
Sorry. What did you say that I missed that?
I'm sorry. Not quite sure, but it sounds like my grandfather's on my father's side.
Now, you know, he is literally saying to me, you must remember the tickly cough. He always had a bit of a tickly cough or a bit of a sore throat, and he was always to try and clear his throat, because that's the way I want to actually present him here.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's trying to get your attention and say, you will notice the option or the opportunity when it comes. I firmly believe it's more than one option. And I firmly believe you, one of these, if you're faced with one or two or even more options, you're always frightened about taking the wrong option, aren't you? You're always frightened that you made the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are going on to be a teacher, aren't you?
No, I'm actually going... I'm going, and I don't know what I want to do, but I'm getting my master's in social work.
Right. You need to place me then somebody that you have a very strong connection with, who is a teacher, who will be offering you some very good careers advice.
Okay.
Now, it's important that you know this male teacher now, because I've got to confirm this message to you. Do you know the male teacher?
I've got a lot of male teachers. I'm not sure.
Right. I actually want to. I'm bordering on almost a B or a D vibration. So the name begins with a B or a D, because it's quite vague how it's written. I think it's more a D than it is a B. Do you know somebody who has a first name beginning with D or B? That's important.
Well, my manager. He said he was going to show me how to start my own company. Those are his initials.
Can you say that again? Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
That's the initials of my manager, but he was telling me how he was going to show me how to start my own company, but that's the only...
So you've got somebody around you with the initials DB, and he's talking about forming your own company. Well... All mm-hmm. I'm going to say is that could be really good advice.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere in the middle of this is either teaching or you have to be trained, because the strong word was you do need to be taught, because you can be one of the best in your field.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
You don't believe in yourself enough. That's what's been said to me.
I just don't know but I'm not sure if it's him, because I was trying to leave the company.
Well, what's really important is he is clearly going to be saying something to you, because grandfather knows his initials, knows this gentleman is around you, and knows he's talking about opportunity to you. Opportunity knocks maybe only once. Maybe that is the clear path, because if you remember, he was mentioning there's two or three options and you don't know which option to take. And no, spirit can't force free will, but he's saying consider that person's conversation with you.
Okay, because that was actually the situation. I had plenty of job opportunities, and I didn't know which one to pick, but it ended up that I fell into this opportunity. And he was telling me how he was going to help me, but we didn't have that conversation again.
Well, I've just got the feeling that he's going to have that conversation with you again. And I just got the feeling that it's a good option. But as in all of the spiritual communications, we are for entertainment purposes only. So I can't really twist your arm and force your free will to make any decision. It's really up to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to have to leave you at that point because we do have quite a few callers. And I've gone on a little bit longer than I actually intended, but then I can understand spirits have intervened and they want to actually give you that information. So I'm going to thank you for calling in this evening, and it was lovely talking to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, Kev and Mike, I think we'll just have a music break for about 5 minutes, and then we will come back into the show. So just bear with me a second. We'll have a music break.
Across the desert plain, where nothing dares to grow, she taught you how to sing, she taught me everything I know. And though the night is young and we don't know if we live to see the sun, the best is yet to come. I know, you know, that we've only just begun. Through the heart, and how can I live without you? You're such a part of me, and you've always been the one keeping me forever young. And the best.
The best is yet to come indeed. You're listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. Just a few quick shout-outs. I just want to say hi to Alex. I know that you're actually listening. I see that you're on Facebook and you say you're listening to the show, so I thought I'd give you a quick shout-out. A quick shout-out to Gil, to Greg, to Patty, to Kerry, and to everybody else who is listening in at this moment. Hi, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show. Now, in the first half of the show, I introduced Kevin Elliott. He's a tour manager for a rather well-known medium. Now, Kev, you're still awake then. You're still with us.
Yeah, it's only just 4:20 past 10 at night, yeah.
My good wife Chris is now very much awake, and she's thumbs up listening to the show. She's munching on her toast and her tea that she has to have every morning, so she's now listening to the show as well. And we were mentioning about your long trips here, there, and everywhere. Do you know when this certain medium who we're about to reveal came over to Hamilton in New Zealand probably about 8 years ago? Were you would you have been the tour manager then?
No, that was somebody else at the time. That wasn't me. I joined 2006. So yeah, so it would have been about 2004, 2005 when that particular trip took place.
What about the trip over with Tony Stockwell?
That was the same. That was before my time. But I've heard all the stories. I've heard everything that took place, from the fantastic food what they had when they had the New Zealand prawns that were the size of lobsters, apparently, and also that they went to a bay and they saw dolphins swimming in the sea, which sounded fantastic.
Yeah, that'll be on the South Island. That'll be Kaikoura, I think, from the sound of it.
And also the fact of that they did a complete sellout tour, so much so that the main fella was told, well, you've sold out of that show. The theatre could do another night for you if you like. So they said, well, okay, let's, you know, because obviously it's you know, although New Zealand, yes, it is a big area, you know, it's a smaller community. And when you've got such a demand, you know, let's not disappoint people. His turned around and said, okay, let's put on another show. We'll do another show, which sold out. He then literally left the show and went straight to the airport to fly back to London.
Wow, yeah, I know there's a population of 3 million, I believe, in New Zealand, which is not, is it 4 million now? I think it's probably 4 million now. So it is a relatively small population, but are we at all ready to unveil who you are tour manager for, do you reckon, Kev? Do you think we should reveal?
I think we can, shall we?
Mike, Mr. Davis, do you want to spill the beans for us?
Shall I do that, Matt? I'm good at doing.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should.
Well, let me first say, you know, that I first met this medium in Cardiff, in St. David's Hall. I think that was a little bit before your time, Kevin. I don't mean that disrespectful, before your time, but before you started doing the tour managing job there. And then me and you met in Cardiff, in St. David's Hall, when I came down to see this medium again. And recently, we met in a little town in Wales called Caerphilly, that's where I live, in Caerphilly, in a lovely
that's
little
right,
town.
That's right, yeah.
And yeah, we I'll went remember. Backstage, and I'm saying we, that's me and Kerry, my partner, we came backstage, and we had the pleasure of meeting the dogs. Lovely dogs, I must say.
Oh, my dogs. My noisy dogs this evening, I'm afraid. I do apologise for my noisy dogs.
That's okay, but the dogs that we met backstage with this medium was absolutely fantastic. I took a shine to the one. I really, really wanted to put it underneath my shirt and run away with it. But I'm sure that Mr. Colin Fry would have not let me out of the door. Oops, I just let the cat out of the bag.
Oops, the secret's out now, Mike. Why did you do that then? Oh, terrible.
Terrible. No, but I've had the pleasure of...
It's because it's not scripted, that's why.
We haven't got a script, that's right.
No, it's not scripted.
But as I said, you know, Kevin, you know, what I've seen with your work with the wonderful Mr. Colin Fry, you know, professionalism second to none, I must say that. And, you know, the whole setup, if you like, you know, from start to end, I must say, absolutely fantastic. And as I said, you know, Colin was in Caerphilly, in a little town, Caerphilly in Wales, not so long ago. And obviously, with me being a Caerphilly local lad, if you like, you know, the feedback's been absolutely phenomenal for Colin, and well, you know, we hope that he returns to Caerphilly in the near future.
I believe he's already booked up. Yeah, I believe he's already booked up, ready for the next one.
It must be psychic.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, he's more famous than your cheese, Mike.
Well, you know,
Caerphilly cheese is famous.
Yeah, but everybody says Caerphilly cheese, but it's not actually made in Caerphilly. Did you know that, Kevin?
No, I did not.
You didn't know
it was Slough.
It's not made in Caerphilly.
It's not made in China, is it?
No.
Everything's made in China these days.
It's not made in Caerphilly, but Caerphilly is known for the cheese, and obviously that's out worldwide, Caerphilly cheese, and very nice cheese, I must say.
Mm.
So indeed, I do work for the famous, internationally famous international spiritualist medium, Mr. Colin Fry. But the nice thing about Colin is, away from work, we are friends. And, you know, we quite often sit around the table in the morning and have a cup of coffee. And, you know, I'll pop over to his house and we'll have a chat. And we talk about all sorts of things. All sorts of things. I couldn't go into what we talk about because it's...
Has he spied your let's say, roommate in your house? Has he communicated with her?
No. Colin's been over here a couple of times for dinner. Yes, he's aware, because I do quite often speak about Elizabeth, the resident spirit in my house. But no, I tend to keep my personal life and my work life separate, so I wouldn't expect Colin to be working as he comes over for dinner, if you understand what I mean.
But naturally
if anything happened, then it would have to happen, it would have to transgress at the time.
I was going to comment on the professionalism of your show that we enjoyed when we were in Hamilton, but now I know it wasn't your show, I can't really comment on it, can I?
No, I couldn't even tell you what it was like either, so I couldn't tell you what they could have done better.
All I know is it was a bloody good show, and Tony Stockwell, you actually managed Tony as well, don't you, or did you, at one time?
No, that was actually done by a third-party company in London when there was the great Derek Acora, Tracy Higgs, Colin Fry and Tony Stockwell were all managed from this one particular company up in London. And over the course of time, everybody sort of separated and went their own ways and created their own management company or nominated a manager to run them, to manage everything. But there is an association. I mean, Colin is very, very good friends with Derek and his wonderful wife, Gwen, who loves Bertie, my little shih tzu. Still Tony Stockwell and Tracy Higgs. And they still work with each other, you know, after they separated away from the independent company in London. But,
Do you want to talk about your next up-and-coming medium a little bit, Alex Bailey? I know we mentioned at the weekend that...
Alex Bailey, yes, indeed. Well, you know, Alex Bailey, Alex is a medium...
Now, be careful what you say, Kev, because I know he's listening to the show.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, he hasn't paid me enough to say too much. No. Is he listening, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's mentioned on Facebook, and his lovely wife is listening as well.
Okay, well, I'm still going to say what I was going to say anyway, whether he's listening or not. No, Alex is a medium of great talent and gift, but he's one of those ones that up until now has stood back in the background and hasn't come forward. And I got to hear about Alex about a year and a half ago, and I was not secretly watching, but I was actively watching the guy on Facebook and watching the feedback that he was getting. And I sat down one day and I spoke with Colin, and Colin knows Alex very, very well. Previous, before we approached Alex to invite him to come along to do a guest spot. And I was watching Alex, and I then, without Alex knowing, I actually went to one of his shows. Now, he didn't know I was going to go, and I knew that if he knew I was there, it would completely put him off, if you know what I mean. However, his demonstration that night absolutely, you know, blew the socks off. And I thought, well, if this guy can do this knowing I'm in the audience, then I know that he can do this, you know, with a big public audience. So I sat down with Colin, and we, you know, said, well, okay, we'll invite Alex to come along to one of the shows. So we invited him to basically pick any particular show he wanted to do. I initially suggested that he comes up to Essex with us. And Alex, bless him, said, oh, yes, that'd be nice, thank you very much. And then he went, oh, no, I've got to cross the QE2 bridge over the Thames. I don't like bridges. So he declined that particular show, and he's probably going to be cringing now if he's listening. And I said, well, okay, Alex, you pick what show you want to come to. It's fine. You've got an open forum, what you want to do. And he said, well, look, my sister lives in Truro. Can I come to Truro? I said, Alex, no problem at all. That's fine. So I said to Colin, you know, Alex has come down to Truro. Oh, that's great. That's brilliant. So I informed the office, and they've informed the theatre. And at that time, we were probably on about 500 people thereabouts booked into the audience. And then the office were calling me weekly, and they were saying to me, well, Truro's now gone to 600. It's now gone to 700. So I'm contacting Alex, and I said, yeah, Alex, your show, your first major public demonstration is now sort of like on 400, 500. Now it's on 600. Now it's on 700. Now it's on 800. And about 10 days before the show, it was, Alex, you're now on 900 people. So I secretly felt for the guy, but professionally, I couldn't show it directly. It wasn't until after the show when I actually said, well, yeah, I was actually a little bit nervous for you, but I knew that you could do it. But I coached him, as I mentioned earlier, I coached him in the afternoon, how literally to walk on in front of 900 people. He created such a great atmosphere, and he had great links with Spirit World on stage in Truro. We had, on Colin Fry's tour page, we had 72 private messages come through. We had a statistic audience through Facebook admin page on the management figures that you get. We had 16,800 people who were actually talking and discussing about the show as well.
Wow.
And we've had, I believe, 142 emails and other messages that have come through saying what a great night they had at Truro.
Well, if you're listening, Alex, I'm going to actually give you a... I know you're listening, I should say. I'm going to give you a traditional warm Conversations with Spirit applause for your performance. Hang on a second. That really is commendable. You did well then.
Absolutely brilliant. And approximately 4 weeks before we did the show, when we were sitting on about 600-700 people, Alex sat down with me and he looked at me in the eye and he said to me, why me? And I looked him back and I said, why not? After the show, I contacted him on the Sunday. Colin and I were sat having a cup of coffee. Alex was at his sister's house in Truro. And I phoned Alex up and I said, Alex, do you remember you said to me about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, why me? Now you know why you. That's why we've picked you. And I've got to make it clear, we actually approached Alex. He didn't approach us. At no time, even he knew Colin beforehand, at no time did Alex have any, make any hint that he wanted to, be, you know, if you like, ride on Colin's back. You know, become somebody through Colin. We were the ones that actually looked at Alex and we thought, this guy's got potential, but he's not using his full potential and he needs to use his full potential. So we were the ones that actually approached him. And we've got no regrets that we've approached him, because he went down like a storm in Truro. And Colin was so impressed, he's invited Alex back, not just for another date, but in Colin's words were, have a look and let's book some more dates. So Alex Bailey will be back. And he, I think, keep an eye on this guy, because I think you'll find that this guy is going to be going far.
Awesome. And well, can we expect to actually see him over here in Oz? Because I know we don't get a lot.
Never say never. Never say never at all. I know certainly that there is an interest with Alex already in Norway. I was talking to somebody about 4 days ago, 5 days ago, that about Alex going over to Norway. But never say never, because I believe that it wouldn't surprise me, actually, if you did see maybe Colin and Alex in Australia and New Zealand in the near future.
We will really look forward to that. I know. Chris is now probably going to frantically going on the internet to try and get a. She likes to book things a little bit early, so she's probably going to do a search engine now to be one of the first to book a ticket, because she absolutely loved seeing Colin when Colin was in Hamilton. It was absolutely brilliant.
Well, Alex has got a website, www.alexbailey.co.uk.
Excellent.
So he has got a website.
Excellent.
And, I also think that maybe you should have him as a guest on your show.
Well, my wife must be psychic, because she's just actually just whispered in my ear, or tried to whisper in my ear then, get him on the radio.
Yeah. He's fresh blood, and his method of delivery is different to what I say day to day, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He's got a very fresh approach to his delivery method.
Fantastic.
And, you know, the messages that he gave over in Truro were fantastic. And we've had great feedback from the people that received messages. And also, I have to mention that the week after we did the show at Truro with all the people, both Alex and Colin did a charity show. Very local to where we live, to a young girl with Rett syndrome, where she needed a new adaptable chair due to her spine, and the two guys did the show and they raised enough money for the young girl to be able to purchase a new chair. So all credit to Alex and Colin for that.
That's fantastic. We need to press that button again for that. Because it is all about giving back, isn't it? Hang on a sec. Because, I mean, and not only have we got to survive in this industry to pay our bills, but isn't it fantastic to be able to give back as well, to actually do charity work, Mike?
Yep.
Well, Mike, most definitely, you know, I regularly do charity shows, and, you know, I love giving back, you know, and it's something I've always done, Matthew, you know, charity, and I just love giving, you know, because, it, you know, again, you know, spiritualism, linking to spirit, you know, I think if I can help people, I'm needy people, never mind whether it be through a communication or through doing a demonstration for a charity, that's what I do, you know, it's what I enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. I did a show last year. It was only, I mean, small by Colin and Alex proportions. There's probably only about 110 people. But I did a charity event for domestic violence here in Canberra. They put on a little bit of a psychic fair during the day, and then in the evening I did a live show, and I raised probably about $1,800, I believe. But I'm planning another one of those here in Canberra. And I I get so much pleasure out of giving back, and I know that you do, Mike, and I know that Colin and Alex do, and so many other genuine mediums out there do, and it is all what it's actually about. It's kind of an acknowledgement to spirit for the work that we do, and also an acknowledgement for the fact that if we didn't have an audience, people coming to see us, we couldn't do the job that we're doing.
Of course. Well, you know, my next charity, I've got a few booked in charity events, but the next one that I'm going to be doing myself, as you know, Matthew, my brother-in-law has sadly just passed away in the last 4 weeks. You know, I really feel for... because he passed with cancer, as we all know. I really felt, a massive thank you to St. David's Hospital, that took care of Gwyn in his last days, and you know, was a fantastic team, fantastic nurses that came out, and that's the next event I'll be planning for St. David's Hospice, and you know, keep the years out, Jeremy Explored FM, to hear more about that.
Fantastic. Now, we've still got some callers in the switchboard, Mike, so I think we'll probably fit in another couple of calls, but I also just want to do a little slot with Kev towards the end of the show as well. So I just want to just do a music break, just to break the show up into sections. Then when we come back, I'm hoping to get bring on area code 347 and area code 303 for a couple of quick readings. So let me just play a quick four minute blast of some Fleetwood Mac. Just bear with me a second. Be back in about 4 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm the host, Matthew James. To find out more about me and the services that I can actually offer you, please visit www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Before the break, we were actually talking to our fantastic guest today, Kevin Elliott, who is the tour manager of the world-renowned medium Colin Fry. And I also have my good friend Mike Davis, who is the founder of Mike Spirit FM, this wonderful radio network here on Blog Talk that we have Conversations with Spirit on. I just want to go now quickly into our final two readings for the evening, or for the day, or for the morning. I know it's morning here. For me, it's 7:45 in the morning here in Canberra. Just bring in area code 347. Hello, area code 347. What's your name, please?
Hi, Kiva.
Hi, Kiva. And where are you calling from, please?
Georgia.
And what's your question for us, please, Kiva?
Well, actually, I'm house hunting, so I just want to know if Spirit has anything for that, or anything they have for me, I'm welcome to it.
Okay. Kiva, just I'll just start, and then I'll bring Mike in. I probably got something or nothing here. It's just that would this be your father or your grandfather, his father that I have here, who has had an esophagus problem or a bit of a blockage in the chest area? Because as I was drawing close to you, that was straight away what I was getting. Can you place a grandfather or a father, please, who had... It may well have been a heart condition, but it feels like indigestion to me.
My grandfather had heart.
Now, do you know if it actually came across as like an indigestion or a blockage or even an ulcer-like condition in the esophagus area?
It's possible.
Because I actually work as a physical medium, as a clairsentient medium, Kiva, and I at the moment are having a lot of problems with my breathing and in my chest area, and I am being assured I'm on your father's side here with this information. He's saying that you're being shortchanged. He says categorically and bluntly you're being shortchanged. And you need to actually start looking at the opportunities that are around you as far as the house and the household are concerned. Do you understand why you're being shortchanged?
I do, yes.
Somebody's not helping you to the full capacity. Is this the realtor not doing their job properly?
The children. I have children here.
No, I mean the realtor. Is the real estate not doing their job properly here? Is somebody shortchanging you?
Really?
Mm.
I know I could get more money for a mortgage than I'm getting, but they didn't include all of my income.
Because you're being shortchanged. That's all I can say, that you need to... You need to reassess or be reassessed, or you need to push this further, because all I'm aware of is the house that they want you to have, you can't afford. The house that you are meant to have, you currently can't afford. Because what we're bothered about, and this is the consensus, because there's a lady here as well, so I've actually got two other ladies here. I know I've got an aunt, I've got three people here. I've got an aunt, I've got a great aunt, I've got a grandmother, and I've got your grandfather, and they're all coming in because they're acknowledging the hardship that you and your family have had, and they want you to just more than survive. It's almost like you have been all pushed together in a small house, and they're trying to get you in something much bigger, and all they're saying is don't take no for an answer, girl. Don't take no for an answer. You're made of tougher stuff than that.
Yes, yes.
Do you understand that they're like, I mean, they're describing it, and it's with a bit of humor. It's almost like you're all living in a cardboard box. You're all in this little tiny house, aren't you?
You know what? I left New York, and it's possible the shortchange was I put so much money into my family's house, my parents' house, and they just did a reverse mortgage on the house. which really upset me because I poured everything into that house, everything. And
they've
left, they reversed
you've
mortgage.
Got no inheritance,
and
basically, then.
I have nothing, no. It's four of us, and I don't want any parts of it, even though I know I saved three foreclosures. It was so much on that house. And they just did a reverse mortgage and upset me. But I know I have to get past it and move on.
So
the person that
they're having a gripe about is actually your father, then?
It's my father and my mother. Yeah, it's my father and my mother. They both did it.
Right, but I understand I've got the anger of your grandfather here, your dad's dad here. He's actually angry about his son, that his son would do that.
Yes. And actually, I could be working with a lot more money, but I retired and I had big checks come, and I put it all into that house. Water bills, foreclosures, everything.
You got out of that cardboard box. This is the way they I'm sorry, they're describing your current house as you need to be.
And
it is. But you're saying four. Somebody's saying, wasn't there five? Have you split as well?
Split. I have four children.
Wasn't there five of you?
No, it's four.
Yeah, but what? Hang on a minute. Are you
yes.
single
you know
or
what?
Are you
I
still?
Have as far as siblings, my siblings.
Yeah.
I have a sister I never met, my father's child.
No, I think what they're trying to say is, have you come out of a relationship, girl? That's what they're saying.
Oh yeah, I'm not in a relationship.
Because this is why they're saying, why isn't the five?
Mhm. Yes. I'm not.
Well, apparently you're going to be living in the south side of town. That's what they've said. The south side of town.
Okay.
And it might not be modern, but it's like, or ultra modern, like you're hoping for, but it's certainly not something that's falling down.
Yes.
Now, because these are snapshot readings, Kiva, can I just quickly hand you over to Mike?
Yes, you can. Thank you so much.
That's a pleasure. Mike, you there?
Yes, Matthew, yes, I'm here. hi, Kiva, how are you doing there?
Hi, Mike, I'm fine.
Okay, Kiva, you know, I do have a lady here with me in the spirit world that's been with me since the minute we picked up the call there. You know, I know that this lady makes you aware that towards the end of her life that she was confined and restricted. I believe I want to lie down, so I know that this lady would have been restricted to a chair or a bed or something towards the end of her life. She does make me aware that when she passed, it was certainly connected there to do with the hospital, because I'm aware that the hospital conditions with this lady. I want to say to you that she lost lots of weight before she passed as well, because I know I'm seeing her slimming down, and I can particularly see her face starting to go thinner than, if you like, for want of a better word. So I know that she lost a lot of weight before she passed, there, bless her. But I know that she makes me aware that, you know, don't fuss with me, I'm okay, just leave me be, because I know that's the way she would have been in her character-wise of when she was here with us. She didn't like people fussing around them. She feels just more of her job to do the fussing around
yeah.
other people there. Do you understand who I have here with me there?
Do you think it's an aunt?
Okay. If this is an aunt of yours, would I be right in saying that she connects to your mum's side of your family there?
Yes.
Perfect. Because I know that I'm saying to her of which side she connects there, and I know that she connects to your mum's side of the family. And would I be right in saying that you would have been particularly close to this aunt in the spirit world? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because she makes me aware that she wants to just, like, kind of pick you up and mother you at the moment. And I feel in some way that she could have been like a motherly figure to you when she was you with us. You know, this is the kind of lady I would turn to talk to in my hour of need, then, for want of a better word. She's the kind of lady I would talk to about all my problems and all my worries about. Do you understand of this?
I do, yes.
Because bless her heart, you know, she's made her effort to be with you today there from the spirit world. And you know, as she comes through, she just makes me feel an abundance of, I want to say upliftment. But, you know, first things first, we need to pull ourselves together. And I don't mean that to be disrespectful to yourself there, but, you know,
yes.
I say to you that we need to take charge at the moment. We need to get a kind of like a grip on things, because I feel in some way you feel as if you're losing control of the things that you adore around you. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and she says this to me again, you know, where this feeling of losing control, you know, I know that, would I be right in saying that to you that your sleep pattern's been thrown out at the moment? You know, you're kind of not sleeping right at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
See, I'm being made aware of the morning, waking up in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Do you understand why she...
Yes, I do.
See, because I know that she makes me aware of coming to visit you, particularly at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she tells me there that you've been aware of someone or something around your vibration of when you wake up in the morning. Is that right?
Yes.
See, you know, she just wants me to like rub my hair. So do you, I don't know whether you get like sensations there, but I feel as if she just wants me to rub my hair. And I believe she would have done this with you before she passed home, or she would have done this in her life with you before she became ill and before she passed home to the spirit world. Because she just rubs and she wants me to rub my fingers through my... There's not much of my hair left, I must say, but I know I want to say that I want to rub my fingers through my hair. And it's just her way of putting... know that she's been there with you. She's always around your vibration there. She says to me, you know, you have a wonderful smile, and you're kind of not using it at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
See, because she talks about the smile, and, you know, we need to bring the smile back to your face, you know. So, okay, darling. Okay, see, if I said to you there that, is it yourself that's complaining of the stomach area at the moment? Because I know as I'm speaking to you, my stomach is kind of turning around in knots here at the moment.
No, not my stomach.
Okay, where does the stomach fit? Who's the one that's been complaining of their stomach in your life at the moment?
I have an aunt that just told me today that her stomach is hurting.
Sorry about that, Mike. We're down for the last 5 minutes. I've had to just let the alarm clock come on.
That's okay, no problem at all. Okay, so it's an aunt of yours there that's aware of... Matthew, you throw me there,
mate. Yeah.
Sorry, Mike, we're right at the very end of the show, and I've got to apologise to Kiva for Mike cutting you off mid-sentence. It's just that I'm not going to get what I want to say in the last 4 minutes.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Mike.
Understand.
Sorry to cut you off in mid-sentence.
No problem at all, Mike.
Thanks, Kiva.
Okay. Have a good
Thanks.
Day.
Maybe call back on the next show, Kiva, and we can finish your message for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, sorry, Mike. I just was watching the time go down. You know what it's like when you're in the studio and you're seeing...
I know, Matthew.
Yeah. I've just got some hot off the press news just to let everybody know. Alex Bailey is coming on our very next show. He's just signed the deal, so to speak, on Facebook with me. So in 2 weeks' time, which is our next Conversations with Spirit, my guest will be Alex Bailey. Now, I'm really looking forward to that show already, and I'm wondering if Kev wants to come on again as well and mentor us a little bit.
Me? Mentor?
You are able to do a present, tell us how to present ourselves, aren't you? And I'm sure Alex will be laughing hearing me saying this.
Well, actually, I can be with Alex, and we can be in the same room when we speak to you. That's no problem.
Absolutely fantastic, because you are a brilliant guest, as is Mike. It goes without saying with Mike. Mike is always welcomed on the show, and I know I'll be going on his show in the near future as well. I know that because I'm psychic. He's not asked me yet, but you've been a fantastic guest, Kev. You've been an awesome guest. It's been really informative.
Thank you. It's been different, hasn't it?
Well, that's right, and I mean that's the beauty of this radio show. We don't have a set system. We don't have a set sort of format, and I'd just like to give a lot of variance to the listeners, and it's been absolutely brilliant, your insights, Kev.
Well, thank you very much.
And I hope you've enjoyed the show as well.
I have. I just wanted to do a few shout-outs, actually, because
sure.
I've had a lot of messages coming through, people listening that have asked me just to say hello to them very quickly. I just want to say quickly hello to Alice and Joe, to Shelda, my horse poo picker, also to Michaela. Big thanks to Michaela. She's done a lot of work for me with my horse. And to Ella as well.
Fantastic. You will come back on again then, Kev?
I will come back on again, no problem at all.
No worries. And did you enjoy the mediumship side of the show?
I found it very interesting as well. Yeah, I did find it very interesting. And I've got something to tell you. I think we'll leave it for another show regarding mediumship reading.
No worries. Because it is a bit different on radio, isn't it, to doing a one-to-one? That's, I mean, both me and Michael say that. It's quite a different format altogether.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Because it's just a voice vibration.
Yes.
And it is like between, it's now 8 o'clock in the morning for me, so you're catching me actually at the worst.
At your worst? Okay,
yeah.
Well, one day I'll catch you at your best at party time.
I'm sure you will. I'm just going to have to just finish the show. I mean, we could go on for hours and hours. And thanks, Mike.
You know, Matthew, the pleasure's all mine. And thank you. And thank you, Kevin.
Yeah,
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kev. I just want to give you both a round of applause before we actually conclude the show. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Hang on a minute. Come on, you stupid thing. Okay, everyone, just before the show finishes, I've got another show this week. It's called Conversations with Spirit 2. It goes out tomorrow now to 8 o'clock Australian Eastern Standard Time, hopefully. It's with Standing Bear. We're talking about Native American culture. You are more than welcome to actually listen to that show. But until next time, which is in 2 weeks' time, it is a goodbye from me.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.